This is Chris Wink, and I'm here with Stephanie Thomasone. Stephanie, you're the music department coordinator for the Amsterdam School District.
Yep.
You also teach in grade school?
Yeah, I teach at Marie Curie Institute.
Tell me about your day as a teacher.
Never a dull moment. Everything is an adventure all day long. Kids make me laugh, and we have a great time. I teach pre-K through fifth grade. So my day is just constantly evolving. There's a lot going on.
And that's a pretty wide range.
It is. So it keeps everything fresh, and I see all the grades every day. So I'm always changing what I'm doing, and I teach a little bit of guitar. I have a little percussion ensemble. I do chorus as well.
It's great that the Amsterdam School District has such a commitment to music.
Yeah, it's something that's been a really great part of this whole community, actually, is that they really rally around the music department. Somebody told me they're calling the marching band the ambassadors of the city, which I think is just a testament to the fact that the community really loves music.
Music in the school is pretty important, right?
I think so. I think it's such a tremendous break in the day for the students when everything that they do is in front of a desk with a pencil in their hand. So to come into my room and be able to learn through play, such a tremendous thing.
You're also the coordinator for the All County.
Yes.
Right?
It's the Montgomery County Music Teachers Association that's putting on this festival. We do it every year. And this year, Amsterdam High School is hosting the festival. And that's Saturday, March 3rd. We actually have the students come as early as like 8 or 9 in the morning. They rehearse all day long. We have four ensembles. So it's high school band, high school chorus, middle school band, and elementary chorus, which is fifth and sixth graders. So they will rehearse all day with a guest conductor. They've prepared the music with their teacher ahead of time, but they've never really worked together as an ensemble with all the schools coming together, which is a really unique experience because we're selecting our best students. So when we put them all together, it's just a really awesome group and a really great result. And then we have a concert at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, do the kids audition to get these spots, or are they selected in a different way?
It can be by teacher recommendation or by audition. I think each teacher maybe runs it a little bit differently depending on how many kids. If you have one tuba player in your ensemble, then you're it. But for me, I gave my fifth graders the opportunity to audition for me, and you know, some are a little nervous about that, but I just think it's a character building experience for them, and they're very excited.
They get to work with these guest conductors.
Yes.
That must be pretty exciting for them too.
I think so. And especially, you know, as an elementary teacher, it's my job to be the one-man band. I accompany my students and kind of conduct with my head. You know, I nod at them and gesture, so they really have to watch me intently. So it's a different experience for my students to have an accompanist and a conductor. So to be able to watch cues that I don't typically give them, I think, is just elevates their musical experience.
So we're here with Stephanie Thomasone. She is the Music Department Curriculum Coordinator for the Amsterdam School District, and the All-County Festival. The day is March 3rd. Folks listening, they could go.
Yeah. Tickets are $3 for adults and $2 for students and seniors. Kids under 5 are free. It's a family event. We start with the choruses. The elementary and high school chorus will go on first, and then the middle school and high school band. So you get to see quite a breadth of student talent, and it's a nice opportunity.
And the concert starts at 4?
4 o'clock. Yeah, we'll open the doors, I think, 3:15, right at Amsterdam High School.
And that's March 3rd. Is there a place online where folks can go for more information?
That's a good question. We have a Facebook page for the Friends of GASD Music. So that stands for Greater Amsterdam School District. And we typically post some things on there about the things that happen in the district, the music-wise. It's actually a parent group or a community group, really. We'd love to have some more involvement from the community to try to enrich our students and give them some opportunities that maybe are outside of the school budget. You know, we use a lot of our budget money to repair instruments and to keep our inventory, keep what we have. We don't necessarily have the opportunity to bring in outside community members or do other special things, you know, enrichment opportunities with the kids. So that's really the goal of that parent group, but they're relatively new. Yep.
So, but there would be information there at their Facebook page.
Yes. I posted the event on there so you could find out more about it.
And you mentioned that you also just started a new honor society for the students?
Yeah. At the high school, you know, there's a National Association for Music Education, and the acronym is NAFME. They have this Tri-M Music Honor Society. My hope is that our students at the high school can partner with the Friends of Music and collaboratively, you know, use their volunteer hours and the things they need to do like ushering at a concert, you know, so the door opens at the appropriate time and closes during a performance, or helping move equipment on stage, just things that those behind the scenes things that are really helpful to have volunteers for. And it takes a village to do what we do. Yeah. So it's really nice to have any type of volunteer, whether it's student or community members.
That's great. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Again, it's March 3rd, the Montgomery County All-County Concert, the festival happening all day, and the 4 o'clock concert.
Thank you.